Breakfast puppies?
Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bag, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl! Hello, friends and dungeon aficionados, and welcome to another episode of Hammer Crawl. I'm your host and Hammersmith, NPC. If you're new here, you should know that this podcast focuses on the comedic exploits of a 100% randomly generated dungeon crawl adventure using a custom game system largely inspired by classic versions of D&D. This next set of episodes takes us back to this past May, where we recorded another special live adventure at WagonCon 2019. We recorded in a much, much bigger room this time, which unfortunately resulted in a bit more reverb during the session. With a lot of additional time and effort, I've managed to reduce most of it, but I apologize for any remaining artifacts that may still cut through. Now, before we get on to the meat of the episode, I'd like to give a shout out to various people who helped us out for this recording. Thank you to Arbitrary Crafts for supplying the wonderful custom-made DM screen that we were using on the stage. You can see it in some of our photographs, and you should check them out at arbitrarycrafts.com. And something else I've been meaning to do for a while is to give shout-outs to the creators of the various randomizer cards that I use. I've been using these for a while now, both during this recording and most of the previous ones. I have consolidated my workflow down to using 5 different decks of cards to generate everything on the fly. You can find links to those in the rules at github.com, but a quick shout out to Undercity Games for the Dungeon Cartography cards, Larsenus Design for the Game Master's Apprentice cards, Fat Belly Press for the Monster Mod cards, and then Eric Bright for the 2 decks of encounter building cards that I use. I want to give some extra special thanks to Just Jacob for being our MC for this event. Another very special thanks to the WagonCon crew for having us back. Thanks to Poppy Beaujolais for serving as the Grim Reaper. Also, big thanks to Dr. Xander Gerrymander for working the mixer during the live recording. Thanks to every damn person who joined us in the audience. And thanks most of all to the brave souls who dared attempt to survive the Wagon Crawl. And we're going to do some initiative at this point.
Are we going to
let the leader roll or just assume he gets a 1? Like,
I'll try the percentile die instead of, we'll see. 9.
What?
No. Oh, 9 is higher than my roll, so you go first this time. Good job.
Lady Deathbringer was distracting him.
So what you see moving towards you are 6 figures with big, large, plate-sized, glowing, light reflective eyes that are kind of amphibious in appearance, with flat, large faces, big old wide squat mouths. They are humanoid. They're wearing robes, dark robes, hoods over them. They're rushing at you. You cannot see any kind of weapons. They look like big squat toad people.
I charge. I need to
All
go.
Right, the wizard charges 4th.
I need to go pee, so the wizard is getting reckless. I've only got 1 more nipple ring. I cannot do another battle cry.
All right. Wizard, what do you do?
I run forward and hit them with my magical staff.
All right.
Or not. AC 9?
No, these are AC 14.
Oh, I will never hit these things.
Well, the wizard has rushed forth
apparently to his impending doom. Is anybody else going to do anything?
I'm going to throw my net onto one because I do want to ride it.
That's how you do it.
I'm trying to capture it. I would like to throw a net.
That's going
to
be a ranged attack.
Okay. I got a four.
A four? A four is not a 14.
It's enough to get rid of your net. But, it's
but they're thankful that you gave them a net. Next.
You're in front, right?
Yeah.
I'll attack over your head once you've attacked.
Okay. I'm going to shoot it with a light crossbow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That'll work.
11 plus 1, that's 12, so no.
That won't work, unfortunately. you fired a weapon at them, however, letting them know that you are a threat now. Good job. Okay, Cleric, you're up.
All right, I'll go ahead and step around the halflings and swing on one of these with my blackjack again.
Is that your only weapon?
Cest isn't a blackjack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I can either punch him.
So you got a glove and a rock and a sock.
Yeah, all right, exactly. Good.
There's a Cestus from the dead body if you want to throw that on your list.
So I missed also. I only got I got 12.
Okay, so that is my turn.
I just want to point out I also picked up from the dead comrade her crippling anxiety or apathy, which is also fueling my decision.
Yeah, those special items, especially things like the undislodgeable wedgie, those can be acquired as loot.
It was handed to me as the loot key person.
Well, Sean, you have become the target for the first four.
Well, yes, I'm burly.
so only one of them hits you, but it hits you with a 20. And
odds are not good to me surviving that.
I need you to roll an area save. So roll a d20 and add your area save mod.
You know, the best thing about my saves is they're all zero. How's a four sound to
a
you?
A four means three of the frog dudes are running up and kind of like swatting at you with these really long arms that extend out much longer than you think.
I was hoping
frogman's arm should. But the fourth one steps back, unhinges its jaw, shoots out its tongue at you, grabs you, and sucks you in.
Well, he's going to have a belly full of chain because I got so much chain on me.
He only does 5 points of damage.
Oh, only. All right. Okay. I'll be dead now if you don't mind.
Goodbye, burly hammer viewers.
It's really hard being a cleric when everyone just dies on the first hit.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm a cleric. I can heal. Nope, can't heal dead. Cannot heal dead.
Step on down. Take
this is burly hammer beard.
The Grim Reaper. May he rest in peace.
Go see the Creeper.
Bye-bye, Burly.
Goodbye, Burly. Well, Greasefinger, you've made yourself a target. So you're being attacked. Does an AC 14 hit you?
That is exactly on my armor class.
Excellent. He comes up and slaps at you with one of these big old toad paws for 5 points of damage.
Okay. I am at one hit point now.
Oh, I need to try harder. And now the cleric, because you have smacked one with a rock and a sock,
try to.
Does AC 13 hit you?
No.
Yeah, damn. And it is now your group's turn.
All right.
Am I allowed to hide in a corner?
Oh, no, that's right. They went first this time. So I just got used to them losing. Let's go ahead and do initiative. Thank you, my friend. Give yourself an XP in the crowd.
All right. 9 again.
A 9 beats a 3. You're up.
All right. So I'm going to actually go ahead and exercise that Cure Light Wounds on my Greasefinger Burglar over there.
Oh, very good. Rarely do clerics in this game actually have healing spells, so good job.
Wait, you healed me?
Yes, I just healed you.
Now, whenever you cast a spell in this game, you either forget it or you can choose to forget another spell on your list, but you have to choose now if you want to keep it.
I will keep that one, which means I'm forgetting the Purify Food and Water.
I'm going to remember that.
Yeah.
All right. In this moist, dank dungeon. Oh, it's going to be great.
Dank memes.
Oh, so anyway, Cure Light Wounds is a 1d6 plus 1 effect.
7.
Great. So the halfling Greasefinger, you get all of your hit points back.
So I do like a little like dance jig and like squeeze my nose a couple times and then
Peekaboo!
And he's healed.
All right, so you scare the health back into him. I love it. Which of you is going to go next?
I'm not dying again.
I'll go again.
Well, you already gave him your net. What are you going to give him next?
Well, I'm not going to give them anything. I'm going to give them
your soul.
I'm going to give them a short sword in the face.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Like, here you go.
Take this.
In the face.
You would have killed us.
It's to the one to get the net back, as well as hopefully be able to make friends with him.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's go ahead and roll the die that's involved in that.
Okay.
And it might be a good idea to go ahead and also roll your damage die along with it. And with a halfling, it's a d6.
Damage die is 2. And hit die is a 3.
That unfortunately doesn't hit. And finally, we've got Greasefinger down there.
Greasefinger! Get into the battle.
Okay.
I'll have you note, running away is always an option if that's what you want to do. Do not be afraid of it.
You do not run away from this.
No.
You are better. You are better than this.
Am I allowed to attach a crowbar to a chain and swing around like a flail?
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see if that works.
2.
I don't think this party's long for this world. Well, on that note, it is my go. One of the frogmen is currently occupied digesting the body of your wizard. The others are just going to be splitting up among you, and I am not rolling much better. Jesus Christ. No.
Early beard.
Wait. That's a 16. Will a 16 hit you, cleric?
It matches my AC, yes.
Yes. You take 1 point of damage.
All right.
1 point of wet, thwapping, toad hand damage.
Wait, Kermit flailing.
You are Toad the Wet Slap Hand. That was a joke. It was a good one. Yeah. I know at least one person appreciated that one. Anyway, that's all of them. It is initiative time.
Ooh. That's a 10?
A 10 beats a 4. For some reason, your group is significantly more inspired now that that apathetic fighter has died.
Right?
I came from the crowd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It must be Barnabas.
It's Barnabas.
The good luck charm over here. Okay, who's going first?
All right.
I think everybody's looking over at Squirrel.
All right. I'm going to go ahead. And now that I finished curing the worthless halfling over there.
He's cured. He's cured.
I know. Now that I finished curing him, I'm going to step back into the fray here. And I'm done with this blackjack for the moment. I'm going to get up close and personal and step up and just punch one of these mofos in the face with my cestus. Probably the one that just kind of... Oh, yeah. That's a 20.
Natural 20.
Wait, you did it? Yay, he didn't get a 1.
So when you natural 20, you get a choice. You can either roll the damage and double it. That includes all of your modifiers. Or you can do normal damage, but create an effect of some kind. Change the situation.
All right. I'll go with the regular damage, and we'll see what I can play with that. So I'll roll it first, right?
Okay, roll the damage.
Okay. So that's 2.
A 2.
My strength modifier.
That's nothing to write home about.
Right. But so, like I said, I was not so pleased with being slapped in the face with that cold, clammy, wet hand. So
it was more of a caress.
Yeah, that's not any better. Caress. Exactly. So that's why I just haul back with my cestus, punch it right in the face, and just knock it down flat so that it actually falls into the next one behind it and knocks it down also.
Okay. Temporarily disabling them for a round. Tell you what, roll me a d2.
2?
For 2 rounds, both of them are taken out.
Ride it.
So as it is down.
For 2 rounds.
For two rounds. I would like to actually ride it. Yeah. And is one of them with the net on it? Because I would like to get my net back as well.
Well, your net's just thrown off to the side. Yeah. However, one of the ones that you jump onto the back of one of the ones that's sliding away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You jump onto the back of this toad man.
Does he let out a cry?
It's an uncomfortable gurgle and a groan of dissent, but you don't quite understand what he's saying. I would like, we're going to have to roll this though.
Okay.
Because this is an interesting use. I want to have you roll a luck save for D20.
19.
That's very good.
I know how to write these things.
All right. So I jump on it. It's rideable.
Do you still have that chain?
Do we still have chains on?
Well, I have one that's attached to a crowbar.
That I use as a yoke to put in its mouth.
There you go.
So I am using that. I am riding it around and showing the other frog people that you are nothing more than animals to me.
You are no more than mere mortals. I am a god, you foul creature. I shall not be bullied.
Okay, and halfling at the end, what are you doing?
I'm gonna hop on his pet frog.
I have enough room.
You're basically riding piggyback on a frog man.
Okay.
You can't really fit a second person on a piggyback.
I'll so piggyback
can you be
on him.
Yeah, can you be on me?
Well, what about the other one that was downed? I knocked two of them over.
Well, it depends. What is your strength?
My strength is 8. Minus one.
What is Barnabas's strength?
Minus one.
6?
6.
You
yes,
remember? Six. I don't think you're going to be strong enough to care, to both control and have someone on your back.
So you can take the other one that's down.
I'll take the other one that's down.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have animal riding. I have animal training. I can train yours. How do we want to do this?
Or train the one that's down so that if this other one gets away, I got another one to
ride. Okay, let's go.
What I'll have you do, Grease, is make a luck save.
4.
Four.
So did you train it?
It's a plus 0. I think I did.
Give me a second. Let's see.
He doesn't know what's happening. We have become gods.
Unfortunately, there's nothing you can really do class-wise to turn that into a success.
Okay.
So you try to copy him, but instead, what happens is you start climbing up when another one of them launches its tongue at you. You roll out of the way, but you manage to not get captured by the tongue. But you unfortunately do not maintain a good perch upon the back. You fail to follow in the footsteps of your significantly luckier friend.
Wait, did the other frog eat the other frog, though?
No, you weren't that lucky.
No cannibalism.
Luck was not on your side.
Am I by it so that as I'm riding the frog and the tongue goes out, can I then chop off that tongue with the sword?
Make a luck save. I like your gumption here.
13?
13. Not to chop off the tongue.
Split it in half?
No.
Make it a
you basically spent
frog.
Your entire action climbing and trying to master and control this one.
Okay.
So you're not going to have that much effect for the others, but we'll see where this goes.
Okay.
So we're going to do initiative again.
Wait, we lost our wizard.
7.
A 7 beats a 1. This is your good luck halfling.
Yeah, I'm going to keep rolling that one.
So top of the round, what's happening?
Well, I'm still riding a frog.
Okay. Do you want to do anything? What? I mean, you're on the frog. You have control of the frog.
I do. I want to use. I'm going to use my horn shield. To kind of with the frog on top of the frog. I'm go against one of his frog brethren, and maybe knock him down. Knock down yet again another frog.
We can all tell he's very disappointed.
This is. It's not.
He's
it's
just
really
disappointed,
not.
Guys.
We're going to have you make. I'm going to roll you. This is going to be a D20. This is going to be. You're rolling your charisma to see if you can control it. Or tell you what, charisma or dex, whichever gives you the better bonus.
Charisma gives me plus two. So nine.
Nine, you're still struggling with this. It does shoot its tongue out, but it's like randomly just out into the air. And it's, so you actually have to like drop your head down because the tongue lashes around backwards, all like whip wop.
You're writing Yoshi.
That's your action though. You're not quite fully in control with it, but you do notice something.
Yeah.
This one has a very nice gold chain around its neck.
It's a gangster.
Or is it the prince?
No.
The frog prince?
A gangster prince.
This is the only one that's neck you've seen, so yeah, that's you're true. Up close and personal. Who's next?
So how many frog people have we left at this point? I've lost count.
There are still six.
Still six?
Yeah. You have taken none of them out. You have taken none of the frogs out at all.
He's trying so hard to kill us.
One of them is currently full, digesting, probably going to hobble off and find a good bed to lay in while it, you know, goes into a carb coma.
So we can just leave that one alone.
Greasefinger, you do anything or am I going to go next? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and punch another one in the face. So at this point, neither of them are lying down or are the ones that I knocked down, at least one of them down on the ground still.
Well, there's two of them that are currently taken out of the picture temporarily. There's one on the ground that he tried to climb on but failed.
Okay, that's the one I'm going
to
punch.
Another one that you knocked onto the ground is currently got a halfling
trying to ride it like... So the one still on the ground, I want to just basically walk up and just start sucker punching.
Wait, so a different one?
No, the one's on the ground that is not being ridden.
So not one of the other two totally capable ones that's about to attack you?
No, because this one's going to get up eventually, but right now it's prone, so it's going to be an easy target.
Sure, right? Why not? Go for it.
Got a 12.
A 12? You know what? It's an easy target. Dodge. I'll give you an advantage on that. So reroll it. Take the better of the two.
18.
An 18 will hit. So do your damage.
All right. Stay down. Two.
Nickels and dimes, man. Nickels and dimes. And finally, at the end there.
Okay.
Come on.
The one that Mr. Cleric over there just punched, I shall beat up with my blackjack.
Go for it.
Double team.
18.
That's a really good hit.
Six.
Nice. Tell me how you kill him.
Okay, hold on. So I run up there. I hit it once in the face with my blackjack. Then I'm like, you know what? Screw it. And I just start beating the hell out of this thing with my blackjack, just super speed, just like.
Okay. Apparently this is the day that blackjacks do the most damage.
A saw.
Well, on that note, it's their turn now. The two that were perfectly capable are decided that they're going to branch off. Well, man. Okay. Yeah. Halfling, you're getting attacked here. And
I did say huzzah.
I'll remember that for the future. And the one that is digesting is still digesting. The one that has the halfling on its back is unsuccessfully trying to dislodge the halfling. While as the other two fail to hit both of you. And I'm retiring this die for the evening. It's awful.
Circus just got a little better.
So status quo continues. Roll, damn it. Can it beat a one?
Three.
Well, then your group goes first again.
Yay.
Top of the round.
All right, so one of them just tried to attack me while I was beating on the other one on the ground.
Yeah,
right?
There's two. Exactly. One of them tried to grab you with its tongue, and there's another one that is trying to attack the halfling who has defeated his all friend right. with a blackjack.
So I'm just going to turn right about and shield smash.
All right.
May Captain America throw his mighty shield.
Yeah. 19.
A 19 will hit. That's much better. Give me some damage.
Modifier, right?
Preferably more than two this time.
That's a six. Okay. All right. Sorry. It's an official Wagon Con die.
Yeah.
So I got a six with my official Wagon Con die.
Do you have a strength mod?
I do. Yeah. So it's five. Sorry. Yes.
Wait, does that mean those were 1 points of damage earlier?
No. Those were all modified correctly.
Gotcha.
I just got distracted by my dice.
Okay, the rest of you.
So I see that chain. Uh-huh. Can I kind of bring it up and see if there's anything to it? Locked on it, a pendant of some sort, their name?
You scrabble at the chain, but it's pretty tight around this guy's neck. Like, do you want to spin around focusing on this chain? And
I'm going to keep trying to master it, basically, in terms of riding it, trying to get it to calm down so that I can do better riding on it.
All right. I'll have you make a luck save on this one.
That's 10.
That's a 10. It's passing. You're not lucky enough to have landed upon one that the others feel is important, but I'll go ahead and have you do either charisma or dex to see if you get it under control.
That's an 11.
11? And you're still working on it.
Okay. It's,
yeah.
It takes time. This thing takes time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Barnabas, stop frogging around and get into the fight.
just hold up.
Essentially, it's like a halfling on a frog bronco. So the frog is now like bucking around trying to throw off the halfling. And meanwhile, the rest of you are just going around smacking their friends with rocks in a sock.
This is going to work.
This is going to work.
Do you even have a lance?
Question before I do anything. What does being forgotten do?
Being forgotten is a skill that if you wish, you can try and use it.
What die do I roll for that?
Is that actually on your skill list?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I'll tell you what, make a charisma roll. So roll and add your charisma modifier.
14 plus 0.
14, it's good enough. Suddenly everyone here has just kind of forgotten that you're there. Good job. Yeah, I bet your halfling is from a big family and you're like the middle child.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or the younger one, you never know. Yeah.
Okay, so you kind of take a second and just walk away, and nobody cares. Good job.
In the corner, guys. In the corner. It's the most important part.
That comes to their turn. The one that was attacking you is now going to turn its attention to your party leader and fail. And the one that was on the party leader is also failing to hit him. And the one that currently has a guy on his back is failing to dislodge him. However, the one that was digesting, the wizard, is done digesting and decided he is still hungry.
What? Oh,
so no. Now it was he not is enough. Going to shoot his tongue at the one on the back of his buddy and misses.
Yes. Because you have to digest even more a little.
There's a little bit of a burp and some acid reflux.
Let's do initiative. After eating.
Tell me if you beat an 8.
Nipple clamp.
I cannot. 3 this time.
So the one that just tried to eat you is going to try to smack you. Fucking misses. Natural 20 on the leader, though. The cleric, you are getting... I need you to make a area save.
Die.
Never.
Die.
Freeze finger, where are you?
Ooh. 7.
What?
No, that did not save.
Okay. Can you survive 12 points of devouring damage?
Negative.
Yeah.
That frog toad you.
It's all up to you,
Babble's
man.
Babble's on. It's been good.
The frog.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of Hammer Crawl, a comedic, actual play dungeon crawl podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, please let us know. You can send us your feedback via the link in the show notes. And of course, we always appreciate reviews on iTunes and other platforms. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed in your favorite podcatcher and check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. And don't forget to check out the official game rules and ever-evolving World Bible on GitHub. Just search for Hammer Crawl. We've got links there to all of the randomizers that we use, too. Our opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the excellent dungeon synth artist, Irang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. And if you want to help us pay the bills, check out our Patreon campaign and also our Pinecast tip jar, both linked within the show notes. Your contributions are unnecessary, but very much appreciated, because the Hammercrawl podcast and role-playing game are labors of passion and love that will always be free. Your Hammercrawl lesson of the day is, sometimes you gotta just throw caution to the darkness, seize the moment, and ride the frog, man.